romantic movement. Written by Alain de Botton and read by Nicholas Bell. When people were asked to describe Alice, the word dreamer was never far from their lips. Beneath a layer of civilization and its attendant skepticism, she revealed the wistful, unfocused gaze of a being whose thoughts were forever slipping into an alternative and far less concrete world. Her light green eyes were tinged with traces of melancholy that hinted of loss and inchoate yearning. Confusedly, a little ashamedly even, she could be found searching amidst the worldly clutter for something to imbue her platitudinous existence with meaning. And perhaps, because of the age in which she lived, this desire for self-transcendence, if one may speak so theologically, had come to identify itself with the idea of love. Though familiar with the farcical rounds of miscommunication lazily referred to as relationships, Alice had maintained a faith in a passion of inadmissible, almost vulgar proportions. At the most incongruous moments, hesitating between brands in the aisles of a grocery store, casting an eye through the obituaries on the morning train, or licking bittersweet stamps onto a set of household bills, she would catch her thoughts drifting childishly, yet stubbornly, towards a scenario of union with a redemptive other.